Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Who is the Greatest?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." So we are asked to consider, who is the least among us? The Afghan people? The children who are laughed at? Persons who are grown and still exist on the edge? People who are different from the many in any way? The blind and vision impaired? The deaf and hard of hearing? The very, very good who are laughed at for being good. So how on earth do all these marginalized ever feel like they are in Jesus' eye as the greatest? That's a hard one. Besides being the least among us, now we add the burden of challenging them to look into their hearts and discover the presence of Jesus, their loving Savior, who, of course, has them in a special place. And if they can do that, they certainly will know the security that comes from his presence. If that doesn't happen, then our prayers, our sharing of grace, our presence and welcoming will be their saving power. The evening news very often will have a special 1 or 2 minute story where a bit of the heart touches a bit of our hearts. Stories of special children, generous adults, unexpected scenes of overwhelming service and love. Then it is reflected back to us as we recognize our challenge. If not us, then who? For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest. Amen.